And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
On the show with Jen and Truda, the 3rd of June.
This makes me so happy. Just hearing this.
Joined on the phone by the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, my alma mater. Jen, I know you have some allegiance there, too.
I lasted a semester. And then
let's say hello to Bill Self. Good morning, sir. How are you?
So she found the hawk and the wheel or whatever. What other study venues?
Let's just say
semester, huh?
That while I was at KU, I discovered a whole new world because up until I went to KU, I actually played college basketball at a little tiny college called Sterling College down in Sterling, Kansas. And then I tore my ACL and I kind of thought, okay, I think I'm done playing basketball. So I transferred to KU and I discovered all kinds of things. Like you don't have curfew anymore and you don't have to go to basketball practice for 3 hours a day and you don't have all this pressure. And let's just say I had fun.
So I guess your self-discipline was a little lacking.
It was weak, Mr. Self.
Spoken like a true coach. I love
know.
That.
Okay.
You know, I think she does have some eligibility left, though, just
That's
in
true.
Case.
You need me?
Well, I can't really do much with that. I mean, there's a lot of ginger changers going on in the world right now, but I can't get her playing on our team just quite yet.
I can pour water. I can get you towels. Whatever you guys need.
Whatever it takes.
Okay.
Whatever it takes. Hey, you're going to be here in just a couple of weeks on June 16th as part of the KVC Hero Luncheon out at the Olathe Conference Center with KVC Health, and you're going to be there with Rob Riggle, and you guys are going to have a heck of a time. What kind of nuggets are you about to impart on the people who take part in this here?
Well, I really won't do much. Rob will do
the
majority of it. But, hey, it's a great cause. Wayne Sims, who has been in charge of it for years and done such a great job, has put it on such a strong foundation. And KVC is, you know, branched out. It's almost not only a regional brand, it's a national brand. What they're doing as far as putting kids in homes and giving kids a chance to have the best life they possibly can, and it's pretty incredible. And to see these families and how they've given of themselves to help others and all the sacrifices they've made, it's a pretty special cause. And people that will come to this will certainly in some way, shape, or form be touched and hopefully be led to want to contribute even on a relatively small scale because every dollar does make a difference.
Yeah, the tickets right now, $100, and the phone number, 913-322-4942. Somebody wants more information about that on June 16th at the Olathe Conference Center at the Embassy Suites in Olathe there. I know that, you know, Rob, obviously, a lot of these guys that are from here, Rob and Jason Sudeikis, they do a great job of promoting even the university outside of Kansas City as well, and it's good to see those guys come back and do stuff here in the hometown.
You know, Rob, Jason, and also Paul Rudd, you know, those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been great to KU, but even more importantly, they've been great to giving back to the community here. And what they do through their big slick event that's coming up in June as well, through the auction and doing so many things for Children's Mercy and other worthwhile basically things that are going on, it's pretty remarkable. And to get it to those guys to give so much of their time and to come back and do that when they're all on busy schedules. So as people from the area, we should be really proud of those three and what they're doing for all of us.
You ever bust Stone Street's butt because he's a K-State fan?
I actually got to know Eric a little bit. We played in a charity softball game together. And, you know, he's about as good a guy as there can possibly be considering he went to K-State.
Yeah. No doubt about that. For somebody in purple,
he's
a good guy.
He's great, and I say that jokingly often. He's great, and I don't know who else will come back, but there's other actors in the area. That have also participated. So it'll be a fun event. People should come to obviously the KVC luncheon, but also, you know, if they haven't done it, take it, you know, go see those actors in a pretty relaxed setting at the Big Slick, and it's a pretty special night.
Absolutely. Coach Bill Self, the Kansas Jayhawks, on the show with Jen and Truda here at KC 102.1 this morning. Coach, of course, as we look forward to this is kind of your You don't really get a summer break, though, right? I mean, you're still working. You're still doing stuff. People don't realize that. They think you show up in October, and boom, it just happens.
No, although the last couple of weeks have been pretty dead for me. I'm not going to lie. I've taken it pretty easy. But beginning this weekend, it's hot and heavy until the 1st of August, and then we'll get a little 3-week break before school starts, and then we'll hit it hard going starting right there. But yeah, there's no break. So recruiting's a 12-month a year job, and certainly there's a lot of other things going on. But when the kids are off campus, which is great for them to get away from us, and vice versa to kind of get our batteries recharged, I do think it's kind of a little bit of a downtime. So I've enjoyed that.
What do you get to do? How do you spend time with your family when you don't have to deal with basketball?
Well, we've taken a couple of trips. My son just graduated, although he's got 1 year left. He'll probably drag that out into 3 or 4 more years of college, I would think. And my daughter lives in the Dallas area with her husband. And we are able to get together, doing some minor trips and things like that. But the biggest thing I like to do is just hang out. I don't like being away from home a lot, and I love to, play golf, although I suck at it, and do some different things. But my idea of taking it easy is kind of enjoying this area as much as anything else.
Yeah, sure. Yesterday they made some news. They released the non-conference schedule this year. You have, among others, Duke and Kentucky on the schedule. Are you just a glutton for punishment, or what's going on here?
Yeah, in Indiana and more. I had a guy text me and said, well, were the Golden State Warriors, were they not available to play?
Right. I mean, you'll just take on all comers.
It's not like that, but it is a hard schedule. And the more I look at it and the more people tell me about it, I do think I'm not the brightest cat in the world.
No,
but hopefully it'll toughen us a little bit. And our league's so good, you need to be pretty tough going into it. I do like our team, although it's so early and you don't know how the freshmen will react, but we've got a chance to be pretty good, I think. And so I'm real excited about that.
Yeah, some big prospects. I think you've got KU Nation all kind of fired up for some of the incoming freshmen as well.
Everybody's great until they get here. That's the way all recruits are. I mean, they're not ever going to say, a coach is going to say, he can't help us at all. We all think they can, but we've been really fortunate, even when we haven't had what I would consider the name brand guys that have come in. They've all performed at such a high level for us, and so these guys have the same opportunity to do that. But the fact that we were able to sign Josh Jackson, I think he's different. He's a Wiggins type talent, obviously, I think that he could have an unbelievable impact that all fans should be excited about. They should be excited about the other guys too. But this guy has a chance to be different than a lot of the guys that we've recruited, and we've recruited pretty well.
Well, that's awesome. And every year, of course, you turn out a great group of players, a great group of young men as well. It's got to be pretty special for you too to see them go on into the NBA and have some of the careers that Mario, for example, has had, and those guys. That's got to be pretty special.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see those guys. First of all, it's great to see them graduate. And our guys have done an unbelievable job with that. But when kids leave early, it makes it hard, obviously. But to see, I think we had 18 or 19 guys playing the league this past year, which is a pretty good number. What we haven't had that many all-stars. We need to have Wiggs or Joel get healthy or whoever and become, an NBA-type all-star. I think that certainly adds a lot of credibility to your program. But so many guys, like people don't even talk. Sasha Khan and Brandon Rush are playing against each other in the series. Now, neither one may play very much, but still yet they're on those respective teams and both have a chance to get a ring. And that is pretty special to see how those guys have hung in there.
Head coach Bill Self of the Kansas Jayhawks. He will be June 16th at the KBC Health Heroes Conference. This is at the Olathe Conference Center, the Embassy Suites. Coach, hey, we thank you so much for taking some time. And, hey, go kick back and enjoy a little bit of summer before the work starts, all right?
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
The The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.